the biggest, and I just ran this number here. The biggest gold daily gold loss in 5.2 years was yesterday,
Wow.
Tuesday the 21st. And so, yeah, it was really extraordinary. Whether it's a 10% plus collection, a 20% plus new bull, that they offer the best times than ongoing bull markets to add new positions. So if anybody wanted to buy gold or gold stocks, or if they bought and got stopped out, or if they're worried about their losses and want to add more, you know, these corrections are just the ideal, the best times than ongoing bulls to buy, to add positions. So it gives everybody a chance to get in who might not have been in as early as your viewers were. You know, a few years ago when gold was out of favor back in October 2023, you know, and these corrections are awesome. They give people a chance to get in, they reset everything. And so the trading opportunities are phenomenal. A huge, huge blessing for anybody involved in the markets. But if you're a gold stock investor, a 20% gold sell-off, if that happens, is could be potentially catastrophic. Again, the major gold miners, GDX, tend to amplify material gold moves by 2 times to 3 times. So it could be a 40% to 60% drawdown in gold stocks if gold falls 20% in the next few months. The smaller mid-tiers and juniors we specialize in at Zeal, they tend to amplify gold more than the majors, so they could be down even more. And so if a 20% gold sell-off is a risk at all, it can't be trifled with. And people need to have stop losses if they aren't already stopped out. They need to be willing to cut their risk, cut their losses. This kind of gold drawdown is a big, big deal for gold stocks. Let's leverage gold's price moves through the profits leverage to it.
Adam Hamilton, good afternoon to you, my friend. How are you?
Outstanding, Andy. How are you?
Doing fantastic. What a crazy market. It was we talked about this previously, the last, I don't know, handful of times I've had you on, and just the progression through this really the spring and summer was that things are getting overheated and stretched. Things are getting overheated and stretched, and boy, did they. And then, wow, last, what, 3 days since Monday or Friday, I want to say, of last week, we had quite the contraction. Correct me if I'm wrong. What's going on? And give me your thoughts on it.
Yeah, it's crazy, Andy, for sure. Just for reference for your viewers, we're talking midday, Wednesday the 22nd. And yesterday, Tuesday, October 21st, is when gold and the gold stock indexes just collapsed. You know, huge, huge losses, some of the biggest in decades. And so, yeah, so gold is experiencing a sharp sell-off here, maybe a correction, maybe the start of a new bear, but a drawdown at any rate. You know, and gold stocks are following it down, amplifying gold's losses by 2 times or 3 times like usual. But markets are forever cyclical. They take 2 steps forward, 1 step back. They get overbought, too greedy, too many people chasing. Then they have to sell off and correct. So this is like the normal cycle of markets. It's no big deal in the grand scheme. It's unfortunate if newer investors don't understand the market cyclicality and the implications of gold and gold stocks being extraordinarily overbought leading into this. But that's just the way markets go. That's trading. You know, you buy low, sell high, and the uplegs, you ride the uplegs and sell early in the corrections and wait till the next bottoming and ride the next upleg. So yeah, it's par for the course in gold and gold stocks. Although these were big, big sell-offs for sure.
Yeah, I think this is the most extreme I've seen it in my time doing this, as far as in just extreme in just a few days. It was just is really the bottom fallout. But if you look at it like, if you look at it in the context of this huge buildup and this huge overboughtness, and that's how I really like to look at it. And I also, again, going back to you and I have been talking about this. I took, and this is not a brag, I say this with humility, I took a lot of money, half my money off the table. And so I was just waiting for a time like this. So for those who've taken money off the table and looking to deploy cash again, what would you tell them?
Congratulations, Andy. Those good trades are always a huge blessing when they happen for whatever reason.
I say that with humility too. I just was getting too nervous.
Humility is the most important trait for a speculator. We're wrong all the time. Our timing's always off. You know, if we can just be right a little more often than we're wrong, you know, we'll make money. But I hear you, man. So we've talked over the summer. We talked last spring. Gold, as you know, and your viewers know, gold got really extremely overbought last April, and we talked about that a lot at the time. And I started doing some research on the entire history of gold cyclical bulls back then. A cyclical bull is defined as gold rallying 20% more off a major low And then it runs until gold cracks 10% or more off a major high. Of course, they're retroactive to the bottoms and the tops. But what I was interested in, Andy, is this is your question. This is dovetailing in your question. I was interested in what happens, how big gold cyclical bulls have gotten in the past, how stretched they were from an overbought standpoint above gold's 200-day moving average, and what happened afterwards. When gold got really overbought, when gold had massive bulls, what came next? And I went back to 1971. That's when Nixon severed the dollar from the gold standard. Before that, gold was legally set at certain prices, $35 an ounce at the last point before Nixon. And so the entire dollar history of gold is really 1971 onward. And I looked at all the bulls. And it turns out there are 42 up moves in gold, 10% up legs or 20% cyclical bull markets. And this current bull got up to 139% over a little over 2 years, Andy. And that was the biggest on record, just absolutely crazy. That edged out the number two bull, which was the famous, notorious, infamous speculative mania blow off top in January 1980. That one topped out at 128%, but it was only over like 2.6 months, so about a tenth the time, similar gains. So that bull was much more extreme in a lot of ways, but still, this is the biggest bull on record. And it got up to 33% above gold's 200-day moving average. That ranked as eighth out of the list of all these cyclical bull markets since 1971, but still really high. And I looked at one more measure, Andy, and that was the pace of ascent of bulls, just dividing the gains by the amount of time they took in months. Our current bull was like at a 5.7% a month monthly ascent pace for gold. That January 1980 super spike was like 49% a month, so that was much more extreme. Our bull ranks as 23rd out of 42nd out of all those gold bulls and up legs since 1971. Now, the interesting thing is that I looked at the top 25 gold bulls in gain terms since 1971, and they had average drawdowns. They all had drawdowns afterwards. They all preceded sell-offs. So when you have these giant gold bulls, sell-offs naturally come next. Up legs get really overbought, greed, euphoria starts reigning, and they have to correct. Sellers have to come in, the greed has to be rebalanced, the extremely stretched technicals have to be rebalanced. And I found if you look at the top 20, the next 24 largest gold bulls after today's, the next 10 largest gold bulls after today's, almost any way you slice this measure up, Andy, the average drawdown was on the order of 20, 22% over 2 to 4 months. If you look at 24 bulls, you stretch out to 4 months. If you look at top 10 bulls after days, you get to 2 months. So history would argue that we're in for a 20%-ish gold correction. And so that's the long answer to your question. How far should gold plunge? We're looking at 20% over 2 to 4 months, really, based on history. Doesn't mean it has to. As you and I talked about back this spring and this summer, this gold bull was remarkable in the sense that it got super overbought three previous times, extremely overbought by its own historical precedent. And rather than correcting a 10% plus drop from its high, it mainly consolidated sideways. It drifted sideways, and you can work off extreme sentiment and extreme technical overboughtness by just drifting sideways. It takes a lot longer than a sharp plunge, of course, but it accomplishes the same goal in the end. And so, it's possible. I think it's really unlikely, but it's possible gold goes into a high consolidation again. But yesterday's 5% plus gold plunge argues against that. That was just a massive, massive gold drop. The biggest, and I just ran this number here, the biggest gold daily gold loss in 5.2 years was yesterday, Tuesday the 21st. And so, yeah, it was really extraordinary. And that takes it back to August 2020. And actually, GDX, the main gold stock ETF, its loss yesterday of 9.4% was the biggest since the March 2020 pandemic lockdown stock panic. So when you have like these huge drops, they really affect sentiment hard. One of the problems with late stage gold bulls is they start going vertical, they start going parabolic. People start chasing. Rather than buy low and stuff is out of favor, they decide to buy high and chase when everything hits CNBC or Bloomberg. And I'm a contrarian, so I don't really appreciate that momentum style investing, but that's the way most people work naturally. And these people, when they see 5% drops in gold, 10% drops in gold stocks, the total drawdowns right before I got on with you are 7% and 15% halfway through day two of gold and GDX. People freak out and they start selling. If they bought in late in the past 5% in gold or 15% in GDX, they might start selling, and that can really exacerbate the selling. And so, anyway. Well, sorry about that. I'm rambling here,
Oh,
but
no, don't be sorry about that. I think, I guess, looking and trying to reflect on what did I learn through this, because I did experience a lot of FOMO and questioning myself, did I sell too early? Because this is such an historic run. And then just buying into all of the narratives of gold's reevaluation and that. And those still might be true. Those still might be true. I'm not to get anything from it. But I think really the lesson for myself is just to maintain, take some money off the table and maintain discipline. And then pain and consolidations or corrections, like we've seen, are your friend. There's the trader's friend, the investor's friend, because they enable you to redeploy cash. Just what are your thoughts on all of that, if you would, just looking out to corrections like this?
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. You know, gold, the gold rally in the past few months was about 33%. That's big, but it's not like crazy. Back in that January 1980 bull, it doubled in less than 3 months. I think a doubling in less than 3 months is one of the hallmarks of a popular speculative mania. It happened in Bitcoin, silver. You know, you go through popular speculative manias in history, tech stocks in 2000, and things double within a few months. And people get really excited about that. They want to buy in high, but buying in high again is foolish, history would argue. Sometimes you buy in high and momentum takes it higher, you find a greater fool to sell to, but most of the time it doesn't work out ultimately. So I couldn't agree with you more that these corrective phases, whether it's a 10% plus correction, a 20% plus new bull, that they offer the best times than ongoing bull markets to add new positions. So if anybody wanted to buy gold or gold stocks, or if they bought and got stopped out, or if they're worried about their losses and want to add more, you know, these corrections are just the ideal, the best times than ongoing bulls to buy, to add positions. So it gives everybody a chance to get in who might not have been in as early as your viewers were. You know, a few years ago when gold was out of favor back in October 2023, you know, and these corrections are awesome. They give people a chance to get in, they reset everything. And so the trading opportunities are phenomenal, a huge, huge blessing for anybody involved in the markets.
Now, would you say, hey, let's just take a step back and see where things settle, or are you anxious to pull the trigger really to redeploy cash, if you would?
You know, I've been actively trading gold stocks, intensely trading gold stocks for 26 years now. Their volatility is just absolutely crazy. I'm not anxious at all to buy. I mean, we're a day and a half into a sell-off. So, you know, we just got to see how it plays out. Back in mid-April when we talked the last time, gold got extremely overbought, nowhere near as overbought as it was this past Monday, 2 days ago. But I was expecting a correction, a big correction, like 15% plus, and it didn't happen. Instead, we got a 7% pullback within a high consolidation. I expected a correction. I wrote a lot about a correction. I wrote all the historical reasons why a correction was highly probable, Andy. You and I talked about it to your viewers, and it didn't happen. I was wrong. My correction thesis was wrong. But the important thing is that you just watch the markets in real time. You pay attention to what's going on. And once we got to 4 or 6, you know, 7 weeks after that topping and gold had only pulled back 7%, I'm like, well, that thesis isn't right. So maybe we're going to have another high consolidation. So I'm going to start buying again. So I started adding gold stock trades in our newsletters like 6 or 7 weeks after that last extremely overbought episode mid-April. So the point is, we just got to play it by ear. We got to watch the markets. We got to see what they tell us. We got to see how steep the selling is. We got to look at speculators' gold futures positioning. We've got to look at investor capital flows in the major gold ETFs, GLD, IAU, and GLDM in the US. And so we kind of steer as we go. We can't tell exactly what's around the next curve, but we got to be alert and be aware and watch what happens. Maybe we'll be able to buy sooner if the sell-off is steeper. Maybe we'll have to buy later if the sell-off is more moderate or it turns into a drift. But we can't know at the time of a possible topping how long the sell-off's going to last. We can kind of gain an idea based on history, but we got to watch and just take it as we go and see how everything looks, how everything fits together.
Yeah, that's a good answer, actually. Talk to me a little bit about sentiment. Do you see sentiment really turning negative here? And the reason is that this is anecdotal, but I just remember in the last 3 to 4 weeks, my phone was blowing up off the hook just from friends that wanted to buy gold and gold stocks. And that's sort of another thing that made me very nervous. People I never heard from started calling me. So that would be very bearish sentiment, meaning very bullish sentiment, but very bull it's a contrarian indicator. So yeah, how much are you looking at sentiment, and are you gauging sentiment at all in this?
Sentiment is everything. Psychology is so huge in toppings and subsequent corrections. I write financial newsletters. I have for the past 26 years. I also have a side consulting business. A lot of that's for professional investors, guys in funds. And you talk about your phone blowing up. The past 2 weeks, I've just had the most consulting for professional investors done in my entire life. Just absolutely huge demand. And in general, their question is, should we chase this? Is it too overbought? What comes next? You know, and I talked to all these guys and, you know, shared the history and stuff and shared, you know, hey, probabilities don't favor it going higher when it's this overbought and all that. I also I have CNBC and/or Bloomberg on all day, every day. I get up at 4:45 to work out. First thing I do is turn on CNBC or Bloomberg, see what happened overnight. I mean, I have this on 12 hours a day just to kind of get a feel for the zeitgeist, like what the mainstream financial media is saying about gold. In the past few weeks, I'm sure you'd agree, like it seems like it's been all gold all the time. That's technically not true, but compared to recent years, the amount of gold coverage, gold bullishness, the Wall Street Journal front page articles on gold, all kinds of different aspects of it have just been off the charts. And so I've had this perception that people are really excited about gold, that it's not quite a popular speculative mania, but people are really, really getting greedy and really want to chase it. And so psychology was way overdone. Now, again, the sell-off is a day and a half old, so it's hard to tell what's happened in psychology since then. Today, I couldn't listen to the markets because I was doing some writing work. And yesterday, I was writing a newsletter, couldn't listen to the markets. And so I assume psychology is turning. Even a big one-day sell-off isn't enough. But the way these things usually work is you have a sharp sell-off, then you rally a little bit for a few days, and you have another sell-off, not as sharp. And so when you get 1 week, 2 week, 3 weeks into a sell-off, psychology really starts to turn fast. Initially, people are like, let's buy the dip. This is awesome. What an opportunity, you know. Gold stocks are down 10% today. But once that sell-off gets a week or two, three old, matures a little bit, people start being, oh my goodness, how long is this going to last? Maybe it goes longer than I hope. And so, yeah, psychology will turn, but a day and a half is pretty quick to for it to happen and for us to be able to observe it based on mainstream financial media.
Yeah, got it. So, what would you say? What's your when things do present yourself a good entry point to you, what would you be looking for? What would you be looking for in some gold stocks if you would not name specifically, but what kind of companies? Are you looking at some producers here, jurisdictions? Yeah, what?
My wheelhouse has always been smaller, fundamental, superior, mid-tier, and junior producers, Andy. I'm a CPA. I love modeling cash flows. I like to have true fundamentals. You know, explorers don't have fundamentals. Some explorers hit big, but if you go through the entire history of gold stocks, vastly, vastly more explorers fail than actually grow into producing miners. So that realm seems really, really risky to me. The gold miners, the small ones, the medium ones, the big ones are earning the most money they have in history. These record gold prices have just been a huge windfall for them. And their profits growth has been absolutely phenomenal. We're talking maybe 75% average year-over-year profits growth, earnings growth over the past 9 quarters, ending in this current Q3, which hasn't been reported yet. So I would go with the mid-tiers and juniors, and their fundamentals are absolutely phenomenal. A lot of them still had valuations like in the high teens, low 20s, and trailing 12-month price to earnings ratio terms before the gold stocks started selling off. And so these things are incredible fundamental deals, and they'll be even more so if gold sells off 20%. One thing I'd like to mention is you know, if you're a cash gold investor, a 20% drawdown might not seem like the end of the world for you unless you're going to need your money really soon. But if you're a gold stock investor, a 20% gold sell-off, if that happens, is could be potentially catastrophic. Again, the major gold miners, GDX, tend to amplify material gold moves by 2 times to 3 times. So it could be a 40% to 60% drawdown in gold stocks if gold falls 20% in the next few months. The smaller mid-tiers and juniors we specialize in at Zeal, they tend to amplify gold more than the majors, so they could be down even more. And so if a 20% gold sell-off is a risk at all, it can't be trifled with. And people need to have stop losses if they aren't already stopped out. They need to be willing to cut their risk, cut their losses. This kind of gold drawdown is a big, big deal for gold stocks. So it's leveraged gold's price moves through the profits leverage to it.
Yep, good, great answer because people forget on the way up the leverage that these stocks have to gold, which is a beautiful thing, a great thing as an investor or a speculator, but it also works, I don't want to say against you, but it can work against you if you're caught holding it because that's exactly what they'll do on the downside. But it's also a great thing too because you're going to see, potentially you'll see so much pain in a shakeout that it'd be a great entry point then, correct?
Yeah, if you like gold stocks a week ago, you know, when GDX was hitting record high after record high, you know, up what 120% year to date or something. I don't have the exact number in my head. But imagine if you could buy them 30, 40, 50% cheaper than they were 2 days ago. What an awesome opportunity that'd be with pretty much the exact same fundamentals. Yes, gold's down a little bit, but for all intents and purposes, they're just earning money hand over fist. And they would be anywhere down to like $3,000 gold even. So at 4,000, 40, 50 right now, that's still amazing. Just fantastically windfall-ish for the gold miners. Absolutely.
All right. Well, Adam, it's always a pleasure having you. If people want to do business with you, or if they want to do more research or reach out to you, how do they do that?
We have a website, Zeal, ZEALLC.com. Every week, I write free weekly web essays on Friday, just talking about some research, usually on gold or gold miners. We publish a couple subscription newsletters, a monthly and a weekly, if your viewers are interested. But yeah, stop by. We'd love to have you.
So, Adam wasn't expecting me to say this, but I will say I've been following Adam for 25 years almost, just about Adam. And this is really one of the best services out there. It really is. I love Adam's humility. When he gets it wrong, he says that. But even more than that, I love his analysis. It's very easy to understand, but yet it's very sophisticated, but he presents it in a way that's easy to understand. So I want to thank you for that. Adam, look forward to having you on again real soon and hopefully in the next upturn.
I'm in, brother. Thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.
You too. Take care.